And so studies in controlled settings show that your taste receptors for salty foods get upregulated the more salty food you eat. And as you start to eat less salty food, they get downregulated. And you start to expect that food tastes less salty. This process actually happens pretty quickly. So 6 weeks it takes to downregulate the salt receptors. And I want you to picture this because one of the themes that those of us who've been thinking about this have come to is that it's probably not the right thing to counsel people to make very dramatic, drastic changes in their salt intake. It's probably better to counsel people to move slowly over time because over time they're likely to get to lower levels of salt intake without noticing much different in the taste of the foods. Salt is related to the weight of the food. So we've learned that in the Institute of Medicine report on this topic that it is a more common practice now to inject foods like chicken with salty water because salt draws water and it makes the chicken weigh more because there is more water in that chicken. So even before you started cooking it, there's already salt in that chicken that you make. Salt is of course related to thirst and related to the need for more beverages. If you've sat at a bar or a restaurant, you know those salty chips or nuts come and part of the incentive there is to order more beverages. So, lowering dietary salt could lower blood pressure and cardiovascular risk. Despite this fact, we are all consuming way too much salt, and our intake has been on the rise. And because salt is already added to the foods that most of us eat, it's hard for any individual to make change easily. And that is why there is a growing interest and movement into thinking of salt as a public health target and thinking how we can work directly with manufacturers of food to get them to lower salt that's already added to the foods. This is a study that we did looking at what might be the effects of such efforts. So we asked, what if we could lower salt in the food supply in the US by about 3 grams so that the intake would be lower by about 3 grams per day. Now, 3 grams is half a teaspoon of salt. It means all of us would eat, on average, half a teaspoon less of salt a day. Remember, if you're a man, you started at 10.4, and if we lowered you by 3, you're at 7.4. If you're a woman, you started at 7.3. We've gotten you down to 4.3. None of those numbers are really in the guidelines range. You still have a way to go.